I feel we really invite Yahshua in with some words. He's the one that's coming back. Yahweh has made this great earth and him and Yahshua together. It's Yahweh's mighty plan, but Yahshua is going to be the one come back for me and you, right? He's coming back. He's there waiting at the Father's right hand. So the Father says, go, give him that book of life. He's going to come to this earth. And we all have this desire to be alive, don't we, when he returns. He's going to turn the world upside down when he comes. And you think there's problems now, wait till he comes. So I just wanted to tell you and encourage you as brethren and sisters in and under the blood of Yahshua, hold on, hold fast, hold true. It's all worth it. Those that endure to the end shall be saved. That's us. They wanted me to put a label on this message, and it's hard for me to put a label on this thing. You know, I've had so many thoughts. I don't know about you, but I can go this way, that way, whatever. Number one, this is a Sabbath day. I look at it as Yahweh give me 52 of these every year. 52 Sabbaths. Besides the annual Sabbaths. But these are just the weekly Sabbaths. And I look at it as a celebration. Not something to be down and out about, but a celebration. You're celebrating this beautiful earth. If you ever take a flight and you're up in that airplane and you look down at this earth, you'll really find out how beautiful it is. But you can see the flowers, the trees. I was on a little walk this morning right out here on this trail, and I got some leeks out there today. How many of you know there's leeks growing out there? You didn't know that probably. A lot of them along the road up there too. Leeks have a little peculiar, different flavor, don't they? Sort of like onions. But they're growing right out there. Signs of spring. Hallelujah. But when we see the word and then we take it into our heart, the Sabbath, for one thing, that's us. It says to keep the, you remember? Remember to keep the Sabbath day. It doesn't. Remember, that's what it says in Exodus 20. So we got to remember that, yes. But it's a special day for us. Even after you're retired. I've been retired for 10 years. But, you know, life is so busy. Just like you guys are here with all this work and stuff. And you're doing a mighty work. I want to tell you, I've watched some of you. It's just so great. Keep it up. All those that have a part in this, you're setting a great standard out here. Yes, there's others that went before you. Don't forget about them right now. You're going ahead. I'm going ahead to my dying day. We have a greatest message to give to this world. And I hope you really take it to heart. I think you have already. But we have such a message to give. It's truth. It's not falseness. It's life, not death. How many young people you see with shirts and so forth that said death on them? Car, you know, everything that they have, it seems like it's death, 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 death. And we are given life. Yahshua the Messiah means life. Doesn't he? Maybe a new life for some people. Change your old ways. Yahweh can do that through Yahshua the Messiah. As we send out Bibles, as we send out tracts, as you answer the telephone, there's people hurting, hurting. They don't know which way to go. They have been lied to. You know that. They've been lied to. It's time to set things straight. And you and I are part of that group to do that today. We're small. Sometimes we feel feeble. We don't know if we're doing it right. But we're doing it. You're doing something. Keep it up. Stay in that harness. I might talk a little farmish to you, a little farmer, because I do a little farming. And I know about these things. But the scripture said, when you put their hands to the plow, don't look back. Have you ever read that scripture? You put your hands to the plow. I'll tell you what happens. Because you start looking back, a farmer's thing is to plow a nice straight furrow. Okay? With horses or tractor. But you start looking back, and pretty soon that tractor's going up this way, or the horses. The next time around, that furrow is funny. The next one's worse yet. You like to get back to that straight furrow. Now, some of you city people, you might not understand that. But it's just one of those things. Usually when you start on a plow in the field, you look way down the way, and you set your eyes on a post or something so that you'll start that furrow. So don't take your eyes off the prize either. Our prize is a kingdom. Our prize is a kingdom. The Yahshua is coming back. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. You take that to heart. I know it's written down. It is written. How many scriptures have you come across and it says, it is written. It is written. It is written. Isn't that marvelous? That word is preserved for us today? His people? His people that call upon his mighty name, that know his name, and we call upon it. We don't hide it. We voice it. Hallelujah! Oh, I'm sorry. I probably got too loud for you guys. We can't get loud enough about Yahweh. Use that. We have a little track called Hallelujah that Bob Young made many, many years ago. We've probably done 10,000 of these and sent them out different places and handed them out. You probably know it too. And you probably use some of it too. And I'm just saying, it's a marvelous word to enter into a conversation with our fellow Christian people and so forth, to make a dent in their unbeliefs and their untruths. But you've got that. You know that. Hallelujah is just so mighty. My old grandson said the other day, he says, how come you're always using that word? You know? I said, because it's great. It's a praise to the Almighty. Because he deserves all of our praise. All of our praise. For whatever happens, whatever we do, whatever we say, whatever somebody else does, and you see a mighty work coming forth. Hallelujah for that. Hallelujah for your new Bible, you guys. I'm not jealous about it. We've got a Bible in 2000 that we done, and our hands are full. But you know there's 8 million people out there? What? I got to get back here. There's 8 million people out there that need the Word. You and I are not going to do that. Yahweh's going to have to raise up more. Don't be jealous of anybody else's work. Everybody's got enough work. That's what I'm saying. Just don't be jealous of other people's work. It always gets you in trouble. I'm from the Faith Magazine, too. We've been printing this for 43 years. We took it over with the 7th Assembly. And Brother Dodd started this back in 1937, 38. Didn't even know the name at that time. And they was fishing back and forth about what name to use, Jehovah, Yahweh. They ended up with Yahweh anyhow, so that was good. And that's where most of us stand today, too. But it took them a couple years to get there, too, so that everybody was agreeing. But some men came down from Michigan down to see Brother Dodd. And yes, in Michigan, it was a hotbed for some people to know about Yahweh's ways. And somehow Yahweh's Holy Spirit was working there. That's all I know. And the Elder Olson, he was a Polish man. He came over here and migrated over here, and they had a program in Detroit. In the early 40s, and proclaiming Yahweh's name in the feast days and the Sabbath and everything. In three languages, Polish, Ukraine, and English. I think that's pretty remarkable. Because that's about the time I was born. See, I was born in 1941. But see, this is history. Where you come from, where I come from. Some of these pioneers that came forth, came out. And Revelation 18:4 says, come out of her, my people. They did. Was it easy for them? I don't think so. A lot of them had to go against the current, just like many of you had to go against the current too to be where you're at today. But praise Yahweh, you did. Praise Yahweh. We're doing it. You're doing it. Remember, sometimes a little while ago they said, just do it when you find out. Well, that's right. Just do it. What Yahweh says, just do it. This assembly of Yahweh, what are we? You know, we're people that understand this word. We hold up the Ten Commandments, don't we? We hold them up high. And especially the Sabbath. It's a sign, isn't it? It says in Ezekiel. If you got good eyesight, 20/20, you will look at Ezekiel 20. And that's where it says. The Sabbath is a sign, doesn't it? My mom told me to remember that, you know. My mom was a pretty good lady. She was a pillar in the assembly. We had a lot of pillars in women in our assembly. As a matter of fact, I was schooled under a woman pastor, Pearl Smith. And after a while, she let us take over the men after they got schooled enough and so forth. But she'd always give a message, setting down. She never stood. She sat. And I often wondered, why she sat? But now it comes to me. She didn't want to overtake the headship, really. You get me? And I just come to that knowledge. She taught us the Sabbath. She taught us the feast days. Not only her, but others there. They had studied this out. My mother kept Passover in 1925. This group of people that were just Bible students. And they come across these things and say, why aren't we doing it? Why ain't the churches doing it? They decided to do it. Now, some of them still went to church. But still some of them that kept these things, too. And they finally had to come out. You know how it is. The Spirit, after a while, gets onto you and says, hey, we can't be doing this. We can't be setting at two tables, as Corinthians says. You can't set at two tables after a while. You've got to make a decision, don't you? So these are things that happen. And ever since I was a child, we lived across the road from, across a lot from the assembly building. And so I went to all the feasts, all the Sabbaths, and all those that came. We had Brother Dodd come there, Brother Trina, Brother Olson from Detroit, Brother Bodine, another one from the Detroit area, Brother Roach, some of these ones that were the signers of the first official paper, the nonprofit organization, Ecclesiastical Corporation, and with the state of Michigan. That's who we were. Well, this was happening before I was born, okay? But we still keep that going. We still keep that going. We still keep the feast going. We still proclaim Yahweh's name. We still proclaim Yahshua the Messiah. Yes, we're learning more and more things. The clean food laws. We're even doing better than that because now we read labels really strict because there's so much bad things in our food today. We try to do things organically as much as we can. We raise some grass-fed cattle on our place there. That's who we are. We publish this magazine. So far, we're up to 8,300 per issue of this. One to 30 countries besides U.S. and Canada. We're not up to Reader's Digest yet, but we're doing what we can. These are all works, and I know you folks got a beautiful magazine. You guys got a lot more color. Ours is kind of plain compared to you guys. That's okay. It's all right. Everybody has their work. And whatever work it is, you get behind it and go with it. That's what I say. The time is short. Very short. And how many more days, how many more years do we have to proclaim this message, this beautiful message that we have? Truth. That's what I like about truth. You are lively stones, not bricks. So you're all different. I'm different than you. But we're lively stones. We have something to proclaim to this world around about us here. I'm so thankful that Yahweh called my mother, my great aunt, my dad, to come and to gather and settle down in a feast, in a feast site. It was called the Camp of Yah. Get that? People around the neighborhood used to call it, oh, that's G-O-D country over there. But we had this great big sign that said Camp of Yah. It was probably at least four by eight, I know that, right there in the parking lot. So everybody knew around. And these people would come from many, many places. We'd have feasts there. We'd put up tents there for the Feast of Tabernacles. We'd build a giant booth one time with two befores and so forth, and lined it with plastic and put, you know, and just had branches all over it and chairs in there. It was just like a big booth. And that's where we had the meetings, you know. And then we had a tent for our cooking. And, oh, I can tell you a lot of different feasts that we had, and people came there. And now we have a little bigger building. We have a campground out back the building so people can come in with their campers or tents or whatever and keep it. And there's feast sites all over. Now, you know that. These feast sites are all over. And I'm not jealous of them. I'm glad. I hope there's more next year. I hope there's more feast sites. More people get in the harness and want to really serve Yahweh with sincerity and truth. Starting right at the Passover season. The Passover season. It's a mighty thing to think about the Passover season. I want to read a little something I picked up about the Passover season. Hope is not lost. Passover reminds us of a death is not the final end. Passover reminds us of there's a greater power of life or death. And I believe that. But Yahshua died and rose again, giving us the example. If we die in Yahshua, we can rise again. That gives me blessed hope. And as we give funerals and so forth, we have to tell the people the truth, don't we, on these things. And you've got some nice literature, too, about the resurrection and all those things. And people need to know the truth on just that one point, too, that they have a glorious hope so they can live for Yahshua right now. I was walking last evening after a nice, beautiful dinner with Alan and Marjorie, and I see the moon. It was beautiful last night. Anybody see it? All right. I think the new moon day was the day before. It was actually yesterday because it was pretty high. How many are new moonies? Any new moonies here? That means you watch the new moon. Okay? It's not a bad term, really. It's a good term. We're watching for that new moon, aren't we? After a while, you can almost see it, you know, where it's at. Oh, is this a new moon? No, it's second day. Damn, it's third day, you know. After a while, you get pretty good at that. When we was children, my mom used to take us out on the hillside, and it was a game for us to, whoever could sight that new moon quickest. That was something that was instilled in me. You know, even now and then, I forget, though, that look, unless I put it up on the calendar someplace to watch for it. But it's a beautiful sight. And we know in Genesis 1:14 that this moon and these things are for our signs and for seasons, for days and years, aren't they? Yahweh has given us this great calendar. And others are starting to pick up on it too, aren't they? As mentioned about the leeks I found this morning, that was pretty nice. Wild things to eat out there. You know, we need to get a little school on some of those things too, on what to, that we might have to forage out there someday. I know none of us want to think about that we would have to leave our nice homes and so forth. But in the back of my mind, there's still that thought. Now, I hope that Yahweh will put a shield around us, will put a protection around us, like he did to children of Israel. Cloud by day and a fire by night. He can do it. He can feed us with manna if we have to. He can do it. I believe that. Do you believe that? You know, in our Bible study today, it was in Daniel 6. And after it got all said and done, I thought, you know, there was a little ditty I used to quote. It says, "Dare to be a Daniel." Because we was reading about what Daniel went through when praying and so forth. Dare to be the Daniel. Dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose true and dare to make it known. And that's us. We have a purpose true, don't we? And we have to share that with the world. So time after time, we see these little, sometimes we call children's stories, but you know what? We're all children of Yahweh, aren't we? And we want to definitely emphasize some of these things. I want to also tell you that Bob Wells is doing a lot better. You, in your prayer request, I heard his name. Yes, we've been praying for him. He's had leukemia for about 3 years now. He keeps fighting it, different ways and so forth. The last report was good. His white cells are doing good. His reds are a little low. His platelets are good. We're learning a lot about cancer through people that have this. And keep praying for him. And for Teresa, too. I know Bob knows Teresa and Bob Wells. Because they used to be out in the Pennsylvania area, too. But they are very good pillars in our assembly, too. And the worldwide assembly of Yahweh. Sometimes you got to think about yourself. You're in a worldwide group, not just this little group here, you know. You have to expand. You have to expand your thinking about some of these things. Because you are. Yes, you meet here. But you are in a worldwide assembly. It's very important as we pray for one another, as we pray for scattered Israel in our daily prayers, whenever. Yes, we have certain ones that we scope in on, but there's scattered Israel that's still out there all over. And those that are still coming out of Babylon. You know, there's some that's still coming out. Every now and then they end up at your door, don't they? Or they... on your telephone. That's a mighty telephone bank everybody has here. Wow. That was a surprise. That's great. It says, you know that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. Is that what it says? I want to turn there, 2 Peter. Well, actually, it's 1 Peter, isn't it? Excuse me. I just want to remind us who we are, where we've been, where we're going. It says, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Light is truth, isn't it? Which in times past were not a people, but are now a people of Yahweh, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Mercy. They had a song, Mercy Rewrote My Soul. Huh? Well, praise be for Yahweh's mercy, and none of us would be here. Unless your life's been a little different than mine. Yahweh has been merciful, Elohim. He still is. And I'm so thankful. But we have an advocate with the Father, Yahshua the Messiah, our righteousness, don't we? When we accepted Yahshua. Now, most of us feel like, yeah, that's just ordinary. But, you know, we have known some that have dropped Yahshua out of their life and went some other ways. And you feel like, at that point in time, are they lost? It's sad. I bet Alan knows some people like that. I know some. But we have Yahshua. Hold on to him. Hold on to him. Let's go to Psalms. I'm just thinking of a psalm here. Might go along with this right now. I think it's Psalms 2. I guess I'm not staying with my script here either, so excuse me. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against Yahweh and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Yahweh shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. Yahweh has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them with pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Boy, some of our judges have really made some poor decisions lately, haven't they? In our time, serve Yahweh with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son. When you kiss somebody, it's pretty intimate, isn't it? It's really close. That's how we're supposed to be with Yahshua. Lest he be angry and perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little while. You know, the first time Yahshua come, it was soft sell. The next time he comes, it's not going to be soft sell. As he comes riding on that white horse, like on a white horse, look out. He's going to have a rod in his hand, isn't he? That's what it says. We could read in Revelation 19 there. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. We all have been through trials and tribulations, haven't we? Even to stand here. Even to come out on the name. To come out on the Sabbath. Some of our families have almost disowned us because of these things that we stand for. But I think we're going to have some more trials. So get ready. You get ready. Me get ready for these trials that are coming. It'd be nice to say, oh, we've arrived. Wouldn't that be nice? I don't think so. I think there's more yet. You think Daniel would arrive too. But did he? He had to go through a lot. Those three Hebrew children, didn't they? So Yahweh will help us. I know He will. He'll take care of us. Chosen generation, that's what we just read. A royal priesthood. I want to go back to back a little bit farther than that too. Okay, back from Book of Psalms. We're going to leave that and come back to Peter again. As Peter is addressing, or actually as Paul addressing Peter, it says, blessed in the third verse, blessed be the Elohim and the Father of our Master Yahshua, the Messiah, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. We're still alive. We are lively stones, as I mentioned before. Let's be like it. Let's not be dead. Let's be lively. By the resurrection of Yahshua the Messiah from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of Yahweh through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season I need you, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. But the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. And I know some of us have went through some things, some trials, it is just like that. You may be found unto praise and honor and dignity at the appearing of Yahshua, the Messiah. Sometimes you're not going to get your reward here, but you wait, you will. When Yahshua returns, you might get more brickbats. You might get more condemnation. But it's going to be worth it to stand before Yahshua the Messiah. It says in the 8th verse, whom having not seen you love. Remember we read in Psalms 2 there how we should love. And Elder Don, one time I was in his presence and he spoke about agape love. And I never forget it. It's a greater love. Deeper love. The elders that I have sat under in my years, I sure appreciate all their work. And all their ministry and their love. If you think back just about the Sabbath, how many hours you've had in the Sabbath or the feast, you know, they go like on your schooling, you know, they say, well, how many hours in school you've had of this and that, but how many hours have you had under schooling of the Holy Spirit through these different ones? It'd be hard for you to count them, really. But some of us that have kept the feast and kept every Sabbath and so forth, and all these different ones have come and talked and encouraged us and spoke to us, those are hours of love. Whom have not seen you love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with what? Joy unspeakable and full of praise. We have a song about that, don't we? Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Hallelujah. I like to sing. I like a lot of songs. I've got a lot of them in my head, too. And songs can bring you really joy. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what and what manner of time the Spirit of the Messiah, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of the Messiah and the esteem that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the good news unto you with the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. I'm trying to pep you up. I want to be a cheerleader for you today. Hold on. Grab a hold more. Go faster. Don't let go in this great message that we have. It's worth it all. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. Hope to the end of the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Yahshua the Messiah. Sam, I know about Yahshua. I know his death, burial, resurrection. I know all that. Okay. It's the greatest story ever told, they said. Is that right? I believe it. As obedient children, not fasten yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so you be holy, or set apart, kodesh, however you want to say it, in all manner of conduct. Because it is written, here's that little phrase, because it is written. I want you to think about the rest of your Bible study, and when you come across that, because it is written, it's countless times in the Bible. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Be ye set apart. Be ye kodesh. If you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed. How about all of us reading that together? I think we probably all can do that. Number 18, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain manner of life, living, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of the Messiah as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Hallelujah. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. This just wasn't happenstance. This was planned. But was manifest in these last times for who? For us. Isn't that marvelous? Take these scriptures and really take them in. These things are for us. And I know that a lot of the world out there isn't going to accept. But we have. Hold on to it. Guard it. When that word says keep, that means guard it. If I had 50 silver dollars here that was made back in 1919, they'd be worth quite a bit of money. You know that? And we guard it. We wouldn't let anybody steal it. Actually, this word is better. I got to get back here to the mic. This word is worth more than gold and silver. A lot of people are storing it up for the end time. But then we have a place in the scripture that says, one of these days, you're going to throw in the streets. And it's going to be worth it. That's what the word says. That's all I'm saying. In the second chapter, it says, wherefore, laying aside all malice, hatred, guile, hypocrisies, envyings, evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, where you may grow thereby, that you may so be. If so be, you have tasted that Yahweh is good. Let me have the hands of those that have tasted that Yahweh is good. Anybody? You dare to raise your hand that Yahweh is good? I do. I'll stake my life on it. To whom coming, as unto a lively stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of Yahweh and precious. You also are lively stones. I mentioned this before. Are built upon a spiritual house. We're all building spiritual houses, aren't we? Holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices as you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Romans tells us, doesn't it? Every time you come up on the Sabbath, on the feast days, come up to pray. Call a special prayer meeting. We can do that. Sometimes we have to do that, you know. Or fasting. Things really get rough. That's what you're supposed to do. Pray and fast. Most of us don't like to fast. But that's what he says. Acceptable. Spiritual sacrifice. Acceptable to Yahweh by Yahshua the Messiah. I guess there's one other point I want to make here. As I look out here, we are gathered on the Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week, honoring the Creator. Honoring the Ten Commandments, especially the fourth about the Sabbath day, this set-apart day. You're covenant keepers, not breakers. A people tested by trials. We read a little bit about that. Victorious in the blood of Yahshua. And now, our sins is white as snow. And you guys know about snow now, don't you? You've had some. I thought I'd just throw that in because I heard you had quite a bit of snow this year. Well, we're used to a little bit of snow up there. But snow is so beautiful. Covers everything, makes everything almost equal, doesn't it? Sometimes. I know we don't like to drive in it and all that, but I'm just saying. In the scripture, depicts some things about snow. Hallelujah. Another thing, the Sabbath was made for man, right? Not man for the Sabbath. So that's ours. That's our day, isn't it? Again, one other point I want to make here. Do you think it's premature to call you saints? I don't think so. We have a great big church in the United States and elsewhere that you got to be dead about 200 years before you become a saint. Well, ain't that true? Yeah. But so many times in the scriptures it says that you are saints today. Psalms 149. I've got many other scriptures, but I know time is moving on here. Psalms 149. We've read a lot out of Psalms today, but there's one more. Hallelujah! Sing unto Yahweh a new song, his praise in the congregation of the saints. That's what it says? Are we in the congregation of the saints? Yes, we are. Let Israel rejoice in him. The children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them praise him with the timbrel and the harp. You know, up our way, Feast of Tabernacles. Now, I don't know if you guys do this, but one time Elder George, how many remember Elder Kenny? Very soft-spoken man. But he got us dancing around the assembly, Feast of Tabernacles. And the song, When the Saints Go Marching In. It was all done in order, nothing out of ordinary, nobody throwing himself on the ground or nothing. We just danced around and some had some flags and so forth. So he started that. Now there's a guy you wouldn't think would start that, but he did. So quite often we still do that. at least once or twice during the Feast of Tabernacles. But David danced, it said. His wife got disgusted with him, didn't she? He was so happy for the victory. Let Israel rejoice in him that hath made him. The children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and the harp. For Yahweh taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints, there you go, be joyful in honor. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. I was talking to Bill Graham. I don't know if you know Bill and Doris. They're up our way. They've come to the meetings for a long time, too, and they're up in their 80s, almost 90 now. Said John Briggs and Bill Bishop and some of them used to come visit them, and they would go down the road singing praises, you know, right there in the city. Of course, I don't know what the people thought about it, but anyhow, that's the kind of guys they were. These are some of the pioneers. They didn't care, man. They let it go. Let the praises of our El be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and the punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his, what? Saints. I'm going to leave you with this scripture in the book of Jude. How many know where Jude is? Right near the end of the book, isn't it? Jude, the servant of Yahshua the Messiah, the brother of Jacob, to whom they are sanctified by Yahweh the Father, preserved in Yahshua the Messiah and called. Mercy unto you, peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. Well, that's our motto in this little book. And as I think it's very important that we continue to look for and earnestly contend for that faith that was once delivered to the saints. That whole chapter is good, but we'll leave it right there. So that assembly of Yahweh is still being built, one by one. There's people still coming out on the Sabbath. They're still coming out on Yahweh's feast days. People are still learning about Yahweh's name. I'm looking, this is from Sam Graham, that one of these days, there's going to be people that want you and you and you and you to go different places and tell them about the name. And tell them about the Sabbath. And give them the good news. And so there might not be anybody left here, but you might be all out on the roads. Okay, you've got this thing going here. There might be some left here. But sometimes people want personal contact. And we have to get ready to speak before thousands. Now I said, come on, Sam. No. Don't limit Yahweh. Don't limit yourself. Do not do that. There's hundreds of people that want to know the truth. So be ready to make your calling and your election sure. Thank you. And I invite you, anybody come around up in around Eaton Rapids area, stop in and see us. We have a guest house right next door. We put you up, two bedrooms, a bunch of beds in the basement, whatever. Okay? All right. Thank you.